Time now for your letters. Yesterday, we heard about Dakota Meyer, the first living Marine to be awarded the Medal of Honor since the Vietnam War. According to an investigation by McClatchy Newspapers, the Marine Corps exaggerated and embellished its account of Meyer's actions during a Taliban ambush.
I spoke with reporter Jonathan Landay, who was embedded with the ambushed U.S. forces that day in Afghanistan. Landay says that Meyer still deserves the Medal of Honor, but that key details of the story are simply untrue.
Paul Bryant of Lakeville, Connecticut, writes in to ask this. If he most certainly deserved the nomination for the Medal of Honor, why work so hard to publish a story besmirching the process by which he received it, and in the process, unnecessarily casting doubt on his deserving of such a high honor? On behalf of this American, I want to thank you, Sergeant Meyer, for your courageous service to our country. As you Marines would put it, I say to you a hearty oorah. And to Mr. Landay, I send a hearty Bronx cheer.
Earlier this week, commentator Andrei Kudrescu imagined the latest in automotive trends, including this solution for finding a place to park.
The car will squeeze itself between other cars, thinning out like a slice of ham, and it will even spew out quarters if you need them.
Well, Eric Alligator of Chicago says that had him smiling in his driveway. And he writes, I only continued to smile as I got out of the car and locked the doors of my 16-year-old Subaru with 100,000 miles, missing hubcaps, and a newly developed hole in the muffler.
Well, if you think one of our stories is a limo or a lemon, let us know. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.